You know the story of Gajendra. Gajendra means? Gaja means elephant. Gajendra means? King of the elephants. King of the elephants, Gajendra. In 8th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, in these 3 chapters is describing Gajendra Mokshan Lila. How Gajendra, the king of elephant, is delivered by Mukunda Krishna. When the king of the elephants, along with his female elephants, was enjoying in the water, a crocodile suddenly attacked him. You know the history? When Gajendra, the king of the elephants, with his she elephant, with his all wives, was enjoying in a lake. That time, a crocodile suddenly attacked him. And the elephant surrendered to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead for protection. In the midst of the ocean of milk, that lake was milk. There is a very high and beautiful mountain and has an altitude of 10,000 yojans or 80,000 miles. 10,000 yojans means 80,000 miles. This mountain is known as Trikut Mountain. There is a mountain called Trikut Mountain. In a valley of Trikut, there is a nice garden named Ritumar. In the Trikut Mountain, there is a nice garden known as Ritumat, which was constructed by Varundev, the demigod of water, Varundev. And in that area, there is a very nice lake. What is the mountain? Trikut Mountain. What is the garden? Ritumat. Garden, there is a very nice lake. Once the chief of the elephants, Gajendra, along with his female elephants, went to enjoy bathing in the lake. And they disturbed the inhabitants of the water. When they are playing in the water, they disturb the aquatics, the inhabitants of the water. Because of this, the chief of the crocodile in the water who was very powerful, immediately attacked the elephant's leg. Thus, there ensued a great fight between the elephant and the crocodile. This fight continued for 1,000 years. This fight continues 1,000 years. Neither the elephant nor the crocodile died. Nobody died. But since they were in the water, the elephants gradually become weak. As it is water, so elephant become gradually weak. And whereas the power of the crocodile is increased more and more. Thus the crocodile became more and more encouraged. Then the elephant, being helpless and seeing that there was no other way for his protection, shout shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without seeing no shelter, then he shouting, "Oh Mukunda, please help." So that is the condition. Elephant is more powerful in land. Crocodile is more powerful in water. So when they are fighting in water, naturally Crocodile is more powerful. So we should see our position also. We can fight, but if we may be elephant, but we can fight in the land. But if I go to water, we cannot fight. So then Gajendra shouted for help. It appears that the king of the elephant was formerly a human being known as Indradyumna. Why this elephant, when he is in distress, why he called Mukunda, please help him, help me? Because he has some past activity in his previous life. Otherwise, so many world people are suffering. Everybody is not seeking help from Krishna. When you are suffering, where are you going? To a doctor. You are not going to Krishna. Where disease? Oh, where is doctor? You are never, Krishna can help us, you never think. When you are suffering, we are going to doctor. Doctor will help us. So, this elephant was very intelligent. But how this intelligence come? When this fighting started, when she was enjoying in the water with his she elephant, with his wives, when the wives from the shore, they saw that their husband in a dangerous condition, nobody come to rescue him. Maximum they can shed tears, that's all. Nobody come to rescue him. When Gajendra saw that nobody is coming to help me, then only one shelter, Krishna. In Bengali there is a proverb, Chalak shike dekhe, murkho shike thoke. Intelligent people will learn by seeing, and less intelligent person will learn by experiencing, and third class person will never learn. Prabhupada gave example. Intelligent people learn, we should not steal. If we steal, we will go to jail. They will not steal. But less intelligent people will think, no. Who say everybody will go to jail? Everybody is stealing. How many people are going to jail? Then he will go to jail. The next time he will say, no. Yes, this is true. I will not steal. And third class people say, I think little mistake. That is, I caught by police. This time I will do so expertly, so nobody can trace me. Third class. So this Gajendra at least second class. He at least has my wife can do anything. So that is why she appealed to them, please help me, help me. So nobody is helping, nobody is coming. So that is why he thought no. This self-effulgent material form of the Supreme Person of Godhead is adored by non-devotees. His impersonal form is adored by those advanced in spiritual knowledge, and is featured as the localized super soul is appreciated by yogis, and is featured as the localized super soul is appreciated by the answer. But his original form as a person is understood only by the devotees. Here are the three forms. Brahma, Paramatma, Brahma by impersonalist, Paramatma by yogis, and Bhagavan form by devotees. That Supreme Person Godhead is competent to dissipate the darkness of the conditioned soul through his instructions of Bhagavad Gita. He is the ocean of transcendental qualities and can be understood only by liberated persons freed from the bodily conception of life. By his causeless mercy, the Lord can rescue the conditioned soul from the material clutches and enable him to return home back to Godhead, to become his personal associate. Nonetheless, a pure devotee does not aspire to go back to Godhead. He is simply satisfied with executing his service in this material world. A pure devotee does not ask anything from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who asks? Only the businessman. His only prayer is to free from the material conception of life and to be engaged in the Lord's transcendental loving service. In Bengali, there is a joke. One person is going to the Kali. Ma, dekha de nahi to rupiya de. Business. Dekha de na taka de. Dekha taka. Taka na tu. Dekha de na taka. Dekha mein dekha dekhna. Dekha de nahi to taka de. In this way, the king of the elephants, Gajendra, offered prayers directly to the Supreme Person of Godhead without mistaking him for one of the demigods. He never mistook that God is demigod. No, he is Supreme Godhead. None of the demigods come to see him, not even Brahma or Shiva. Rather, the Supreme Person of Godhead, Narayan, seated on Garuda, personally appeared before him. Gajendra, by lifting his trunk, offered obeisances to the Lord, and the Lord immediately pulled him from the water with the crocodile who had captured his leg. Then the Lord killed the crocodile and thus rescued Gajendra. He pulled Gajendra with crocodile and he cut crocodile. चक्र से ग्राहक मारे गजराज के उधार हे गोविंद हे गोपाल। सूरदास ने बहुत अच्छा है ज्ञान। सूरदास भगवान का इज वेरी एडवांस डिवोटी ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सन गॉड इट। हे प्रेड इन दैट हरिदास सन हे गोविंद हे गोपाल आपको जीवन हारे हे गोविंद हे गोपाल देन हे राखो शरण आप तो जीवन हारे देन उसके पहले एक लाइन चार को युद्ध माता है ये फर्क रहे हे गोविंद हे गोपाल हे गोविंद राखो शरण अब तो जीवन हारे नेक्स्ट निर्पियाने हे तो गए हो सिंधु के किनारे सिंधु बीच ग्राहक को बसत ग्राहक चरण जगंत का आधार चाल प्रोर उधारे चक्र से ग्राहक कुमार जब से बहुत अच्छा ओके एनी क्वेश्चन कमेंट There is a king of the Gandharva planet now, next chapter is explaining it tells how the crocodile became a Gandharva and how Gajendra became the associate of Supreme Personality of Godhead okay this is another chapter okay any question Thank you. Because even material are always fighting. Oh, I am the in-charge of this place. Why? First Sri Rupa Kashi will be in charge of the place. Materially, we don't want to give the post to anybody. In the spiritual, everybody is position. There is no fight. Here there is fight. If you in charge, another in charge will come, it will fight. But there is no condition like that. Either is Radhani Bodhisattva. If anybody, no, I am not Bodhisattva, you are the Bodhisattva. They are competition to give their credit to others. Here is competition to get the credit. That is, you are unable to understand that word. Alright? Again the same condition, because in materially, grossly material, that is unable to understand. Like, if you are guiding Mahaprabhu, if Sri Prakash Prabhu is guiding, why is guiding my one? He is my disciple, he will serve me. Why Sri Prakash is interfering me? That is why I will know. He is the Ulkuri Radhani. Why Bindadev is interfering us? No, it is not like. Radhani will be more happy when Bindadev is helping to come to me. Yes, because the grossly material is unable to understand their mood. We are here, oh, who is guiding my boy? He will follow up of me, but then who will serve me? Yeah. Any other question? No more question. Asking question is suffering. I forgot. He was also one Gandharva. Due to casting, he was crocodile. And Gajendra, Indradyumna Maharaj was also cast by someone. He was so absorbed in sense enjoyment, that is why. Okay, you are want to sense enjoyment, become elephant, whole life you can enjoy. In Bhagavatam, I forget how to read them. One time Gandharva. Scripture written Vishnu Bhakti Bhagavad Gita. As somebody, we are so inclined to Krishna name, some people don't want to utter even Vishnu name also. They are so attached to Krishna name. Though it is written in the scripture Vishnu, they say, no, it is to meet Krishna. So no harm. The same thing, like, if somebody says, this base is made by Ajaipur. You know, Lokendra says, I made this base, Sai Ganganar, this is Ajaipur. My name is not there. We may be affected. But Vishnu, Krishna, no. Vishnu's name is here. Why is attacking Krishna's name? You don't let mind. Vishnu and Krishna is the same. But better, as written in the scripture, Vishnu Bhakti. There is no Vishnu Bhakti.
Okay,
Are there statistics? How many? How percent Vishnu Bhakti? How many Krishna Bhakti? But it is written in the Vishnu Bhakti. See, when Sarva Bhattacharya uttered one mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bhakti Padeshadaya Bhak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you saying Bhakti Padeshadaya Bhak? He said, Bhagavatam like Mukti Padeshadaya Bhak. Why are you saying Bhakti Padeshadaya Bhak? Then Sarva Bhattacharya said, Chaitanya, actually Sarva Bhattacharya said, you are saying Mayavadi before. So he knows everything is Mukti. Ultimate goal is Mukti. So he used to like this word, Mukti Bhak. But when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Mukti Shabda has become like any other hellish word. So he don't want to utter, no, why Mukti? It's like hell. So that is why this word, that is why he uttered this mantra, Bhakti Padeshadaya Bhak. Mahaprabhu, what? Bhagavad is a Mukti Padeshadaya Bhak. Why are you eating Bhakti Padeshadaya Bhak? So Sarva Bhattacharya said, Mahaprabhu, after meeting with you, I don't want to use the word Mukti Pad. The Mukti is like hell. I don't want to use this word. Mahaprabhu, no. Don't misinterpret scripture. As scripture written Mukti Padeshadaya Bhak, you should read it Mukti Pad. This Mukti is not that Mukti. This Mukti is liberation from that liberation. That liberation from the impersonal mentality also, liberation. That Mukti is Bhakti. So there is no need of changing scripture. Vishnu Bhakti Padayadeva. Alright. Any other question?
Is it Brahma ever again with material?
No.
But here it is clear that up against it is material and the non-devotees are attached to it.
Actually, what happens? Material world? Brahma balance? Paramatma, Bhagavan. So it is very close. After Brahma Paralysis, Patanti Atho. This means the folder. Anadita Jishmata Angraya. By neglecting the Supreme Personality, then we can arrange folder.